Good morning, many thanks for coming. There will be no opportunity this morning for questions. However, we have time for two statements. First, the Secretary General, and then the President of Romania. Secretary General.
President Iohannis, dear Klaus, it's really a great pleasure to welcome you here to NATO headquarters. And I think that we just now had excellent discussions, and also the fact that you are visiting NATO headquarters so soon after taking on the office and the post as President of Romania shows the very strong commitment of Romania to the alliance and to the collective defense which NATO is providing for all allies. And I would like to start by commending Romania for being a staunch and strong NATO ally, contributing in so many ways to our alliance. Your presence in Afghanistan through many years has been of great importance, and you are continuing in the new rescue support mission, and we appreciate that very much. And I met with soldiers from Romania when I visited Afghanistan just before Christmas. And I was very impressed by the professionalism and the determination of those soldiers. So we are grateful for your contribution to our mission in Afghanistan. And I would also like to underline that what we are doing in Afghanistan is actually to fight terror, because the reason why NATO and Romania went into Afghanistan was to prevent that Afghanistan was a safe haven for terrorists. And we have done what we set out to do, and we have prevented Afghanistan being a safe haven for terrorists. And I think that's important in the light of what happened in Paris last week, that NATO still continue its efforts to contribute to the global war and the global efforts to fight terror. We also commend Romania for its contributions to our mission in Kosovo to create stability and security in Kosovo. And we also commend you for your contribution to developing NATO missile defense system and hosting the site for parts of the missile defense system, which we believe it's of great importance. NATO and Romania is also deeply committed to keeping our neighborhood stable, assisting Ukraine through trust funds, and supporting the Republic of Moldova. And we discussed how NATO and Romania can continue to support both Moldova and Ukraine, and to contribute to stability in the region. NATO is ready to do what it takes, and we are determined to do what it takes to defend all allies against any threat. And that's the reason why we are developing the Readiness Action Plan, which will enable our forces to be more prepared, more ready, to deploy on short notice. And I very much welcome the discussion we had on the implementation of this Readiness Action Plan, both the importance of assurance measures, increased presence in the eastern part of the alliance, but also the adaptation of our forces and the establishment of a very high readiness force, development and establishment of force integration units or command elements in also Romania, and also the rest of the implementation of the readiness or readiness action plan. And this is an ongoing process, but it will strengthen and increase the readiness of NATO forces to protect and defend all allies, which is the core mission of NATO. Then I also very much would like to welcome, and we also discussed that in our meeting, the decision by Romania and the agreement between all the major parties in Romania to fulfill and to make good on the defense pledge, meaning that we are going to stop the cuts in defense spending and gradually increase. And Romania is an example for others. When you have agreed and a very strong commitment you have made to reach the 2% guideline, to spend 2% of GDP on defense by 2017. That's an example for many other countries, and I am going to use Romania as an example for many other countries, telling that when Romania can increase in the way you now are doing and are committed to do, that's important for Romania, it's important for the whole alliance, and it's important as an example for many other allies. So I welcome very much Romania's strong commitment to the alliance, your strong contributions to many parts of our activities and our missions, and also your very strong leadership in implementing the defense pledge. So welcome so much, Mr. President.
Mulțumesc foarte mult.
Thank you very much, Secretary General, dear Jens, for your warm welcome, for the appreciations you expressed for Romania. I am very glad to be here today. My visit confirms Romania's firm commitment to our North Atlantic partners. Today, I assured the Secretary General of our full support for the Alliance's efforts, and I reiterated the invitation for him to visit Romania. We shall agree together on a suitable time for it. We had a very good discussion, a very substantial one. Romania's NATO and EU membership, as well as our strategic partnership with the United States, are the cornerstone of our foreign and security policy. 2014 placed Europe and the entire world in front of security challenges that had been difficult to imagine a short while before. We are witnessing, worried, the illegal intervention and the infringement of the territorial integrity of certain states. These are a trespassing, a violation of international law, and cause insecurity in the region. We agreed that it is now time to reconfirm through staunch actions the solidarity within the Alliance in order to clearly show that the spirit of Article 5, binding the NATO members to defend each other, is as strong now as it was when the Alliance was forged. In this respect, it is very important for Romania to implement the decisions made at the latest NATO summit when it comes to the assurance measures for the security of the allied countries in the area. In this context, we approach the issue of defense expenditures, given that the security developments across the globe, especially in the Alliance's eastern neighborhood in Ukraine, but also the commitments made within NATO, caused us to increase these expenditures. I informed the Secretary General that Romania has decided to reach by 2017 2% of the GDP for defense, and to maintain this level for at least 10 years. We also discussed the need to continuously support by NATO for the countries on the eastern flank. I underscore the fact that Ukraine, the Republic of Moldova, and Georgia need to receive the adequate attention by the Alliance to be able to respond to the new security challenges in the region. I informed the Secretary General on the progress made by Romania in developing the base at the Veselo, which will become operational this year. I'm underscoring again the defensive nature of this base and the fact that it is an important contribution of Romania in partnership with the United States of America to consolidate NATO's capabilities. I confirmed the significant contribution of Romania to NATO's mission in Afghanistan in the spirit of the Allied solidarity. Thank you, Secretary General. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks indeed. This concludes this press point. Thank you.